Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah will discuss initially, Kav Yochel, so to speak, what Hashem's reaction is to somebody who is put to death by a Beis Din, and then it will move on to the issue that we talked before about not leaving a dead body overnight. Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, B'shah sha'adam mitztayer, at a time that a person is receiving punishment, they're in pain over the punishment they're receiving for their sins. Shechina mahaloshon omeres. What expression do we say that the Shechina is saying at that time? Kavyachol, so to speak, it says, Kalani meiroshi, kalani mizrawi. I am lighter than my head, I'm lighter than my arm, which is a euphemism for saying that my head is heavy on me, my arm is heavy on me. And this, learning this from the word kilas elokim, we have that understanding that it means the cursing of Hashem, chas v'shalom, but rather it means kal, it's like I'm light. Hashem is saying he's light, meaning to say, which means that he feels lighter than his limbs, so to speak, and that his limb is heavy on him. It's bothering him. It's as if this person was a limb, so to speak, of Hashem Yisbarach, and he feels the pain that the person is feeling. So, im kein amokim itzar al damam shel rishoyim shenishbach, if this is the tsar, the pain that the Shechina feels over the blood of evil people whose blood is spilled, in other words, who are put to death legitimately at the hands of Beis Din, kal v'chomer al damam shel tzadikim, all the more so for the blood spilled that belonged to tzadikim. Now, the Mishnah now moves on to give us a detail of the previous Mishnah, which told us the iser of baltolin, of not leaving the body hanging overnight. But the Mishnah extends that halach and says, v'lo zul b'vad, not just in this instance where the person was hung after having skila done, ela kol ha'melin es meso over below, so say, anybody who leaves their dead, somebody who they have a responsibility to bury, they leave them overnight, they are violate this lo saseh. However, and this is what we rely on in most cases, halino lichvodo, but if they leave him overnight because of his kavod, because it's more honorable, more people will come to his funeral, and the relatives will be able to make it there, something that provides kavod and honor to the deceased, that for that is permissible. Or lohavila orin v'tachrichim, let's say if it's to bring him a coffin or tachrichim to have burial shrouds, any of those needs that are for the kavod, for the honor and respect of the nifter, the person who passed away, eino over olav, he's not in violation of this prohibition. Now, moving back to those who receive capital punishment, it says, v'loha yukovrin oso b'kivras avo, so they would not bury the person who was put to death in his ancestral graveyard. Beis Din had its own graveyard that was for people who were put to death. One was for those who were put to death by the sword, and those who were put to death by choking. Those were in one category. Those actually were not as severe sins for which a person is liable, those death penalties. Therefore, they belonged in one group. But Echadan is skulled on Nisrafin. One grave area was for those who received skila, for stoning, and those who received burning, which are for more severe averos. And therefore, these two groups weren't even put together because they were not looked at as the same. It wasn't kavod, it wasn't proper honor for those who had done a not as severe avera to be buried together with those who had done a very severe avera.